Tri-County's local sports leader. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Sydney Varsity Boys coming in as the top seed and undefeated, winners of 14 in a row, taking on the upset Oxford Blackhawks. Wannabe is not a good word, but the aspiring upset team, the Oxford Blackhawks, under Coach Tim Davis and a less than 100% healthy Coach Mike Brzee at Sydney. He's under the weather all week and got an extra day anyway to try to recover. But these two teams played very recently, and it was just a 5-point difference between the teams, with Sydney persevering by five and their lowest winning score of the year, 50-45. We're going to take a look at both teams more in depth, of course, as we get ready for live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center. Our tip-off show, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney is where they are, offer all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes Coach Davis and the Oxford Blackhawks, Coach Mike Brzee and the Sydney Warriors, plus the fans of both teams, and you, the listeners, the best in tonight's game. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or publication of this programming, republication of this programming, without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And we'll be back to take a look at both teams more in depth, Oxford and Sydney. You're listening to the MAC semifinals. The winner of this game plays the winner of Unitigo Green on Tuesday. Next week, 4 o'clock, next Saturday, 4 o'clock at SUNY Oneonta's Alumni Fieldhouse. So that's all you need to know at this point. We'll fill in the nooks and crannies as we go along in the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show live on WCDL.
Pork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
I love newness. I find newness often goes hand in hand with awesomeness, which brings me to McDonald's Dollar Menu. For years, it's been my go-to menu, especially when they offer something new. The grilled onion cheddar, the newest taste for just a buck. 100% beef patty, a slice of white cheddar, caramelized onions. Newness, definitely awesomeness, resulting in happiness.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's Dollar Menu. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa.
Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sidney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
At Catskill Travel in Sidney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, and it's Greg Davey here live at Sidney High School, a day later than what it was supposed to be, but not as late as the Unitigo Green game is going to be next Tuesday. But the bonus on that decision by the athletic directors is that we could do both MAC boys semifinal games. That's a rarity, because you usually have to choose. They're playing normally played at the same time. You got to choose one or the other. So that is a very interesting way to approach this, to wait 4 days to play that game. But it works out in WCDO's benefit, because we could do the game tonight, Sidney and Oxford, and the Unitigo Green game on Tuesday. And I guarantee that two people that are going to be in attendance at that game are coaching tonight's game, or at least one of them. Tim Davis, Oxford, and Mike Brzee, Sidney. And Tim gave me stats, basic stats for his Oxford boys, but one very important stat, and it really, in a semifinal game like this, I guess if this were a sectional game, it would be more of a distraction than it is, but let me tell you what it is. Andrew Golden, returning first-team All-Star for the Oxford Blackhawks at a 6'5 point guard, he is lacking just 5 points for 1,000. He's got 995. So what he's going to do, hopefully for the Oxford folks, is score early and often, get those 5 points. Coach Davis said he would take a 30-second timeout, which we'll stick around for, obviously, to relish in the moment for this young man. Anybody scoring 1,000 points is a special player, and it's even harder to do that anymore because the less games that New York State allows the teams to play due to saving money on transportation costs. And I guess you got to understand and respect that. But so Andrew Golden just 5 points away from 1,000. I don't know if he knows it or not, but definitely Tim Davis knows it. And now all of you listening know it as well. So he's averaging 25 points a game this year. He scored 18 in the loss to Sidney when they played a week and a half ago. 50-45 was the score of the game, and the real difference, Sidney put the pedal to the metal in the second quarter, outscoring Oxford 22-7 after trailing the Blackhawks 16-8 at the end of the first quarter. And a pivotal moment came mid to late third quarter when Golden picked up his fourth foul. He had to sit the bench, and Oxford could not maintain. And, of course, by that time, Sidney had led, but Oxford just couldn't climb the mountain anymore. And a very low-scoring fourth quarter for both teams. Sidney outscoring Oxford 8-7 and held on to win 50-45. And get this. You would think with all the foul trouble that Andrew Golden was in, there'd be a lot of foul trouble, or at least, you know, there'd be more than 10 shots taken. Sidney was 3-for-5 from the foul line in that game. For Oxford, they were 2-for-3. Are you kidding me? That game must have been over within 45 minutes. To have a game 50-45 and only 8 foul shots boggles my mind, especially if somebody's talking about having foul trouble. But Golden picked up his fourth in the third quarter. That slowed the Blackhawk upset hopes that night. And I had covered Oxford in an early season game against Unitigo, and Paul Wonka was not playing in the game for Oxford, one of the starters. And, you know, they just didn't have it that night against Unitigo. No matter what Oxford did, it wasn't enough. Unitigo had the depth to withstand that. And I told Tim Davis before the season, I felt with what he had coming back, he would be a top-four team. Well, right now he is the fourth seed, but this would do a lot in the confidence of his players. But Sidney coming in so sky-high. Winners of 14 in a row. They lost their first game of course, playing without Damian Zimmer, but losing that game to Utica Notre Dame 66-49. But from that point, they have ripped off some wins, and I stand corrected. I had said the 50-45 win was the lowest scoring victory for them. No, they've had lower. They had 41, in fact, the next night against Seton Catholic, which is a pretty good win. That's a quality team. They beat Green with 48. They beat Unadilla Valley with 48, and it was their largest lead of a 48-35 win. So they've had several lower scoring winning games, but you know, the defense in those games, they gave up 34. They gave up 34, and they gave up 35. So that's one thing that Sydney, man-to-man defense, they'll never go to a zone. I shouldn't say never, but they will probably never not go to a zone ever. Their man-to-man defense led by the guards, Billy Kozak, Hunter Sowersby, who usually takes the other player's top score, and Brandon Walters, and Damian Zimmer. Those guys lead the charge as far as the defense goes. And if Joe Matzell has a good defensive game, you'll hear that he has 3 to 4 blocks in that particular game, because that's his forte. The issue with Joe Matzell on the defense is, are those blocks going to be clean, or is he going to try to swap them into the next county? If he can stay controlled on that, he'll do okay. Now, of course, for Oxford, you got Golden on the offense, but he's also a defensive force because he'll be the tallest one on the court. So there's no doubt he'll take Joe Matzell, and he'll probably try to out-rebound him, you know, miss for miss. But it'll be an interesting matchup to see those two going at each other. Now, Cameron Heggie is a 5'9 junior. He's averaging 8 points per game for Oxford. Paul Wonka, who started slow because of injury, he's now averaging 4 a game. And the coach's son, Kevin Davis, is scoring 5 points a game as a freshman, but as a 6'2 freshman, he's averaging 8 rebounds a game. And I know it's the coach's son and all that, and I know his name is one letter away from the same name as my son, Kevin Davis. The young man, number one, plays with respect, and he also plays with court savvy. He is, you got to think, he's a gym rat, but he's got these intangibles that he's picked up along the way. I don't know I'm sure part of it's coaching, but part of it's just picking it up from being in the gym and always being around basketball. He's a good passer. He's not a selfish shooter or anything like that. So we're going to, you know, we've got that, and then we got Sydney. That's the only stats I really have for Oxford, but for Sydney, at 15-1, so I stand corrected, they have 15 wins in a row. Well, that ruined my introduction, didn't it? 15-1, but they, of course, have the balanced scoring that we've seen all year long, 61.5 points per game, win or lose. Bill Kozak leads the way with 13.3. You've got 11 points a game for Damian Zimmer, who started out at Christmas time. You've got Hunter Sowersby at 7.3, and their last win against Deposit on Monday night, which is the game I left off my sheet here, he had 0 points. So he doesn't have to score to be an effective player. Now, we've all known that this year with his defense, stopping the best players, the best offensive players from the opposition. Brandon Walters, third-year player as a senior, 8.1. Boy, would that be an academic travesty if he's a third-year senior. And Mike Cruz, who voluntarily said, I will be the one to sit out for Damian Zimmer to start. He's still averaging 6.1. He was in double figures the other night. I saw some of the game. Very, very strong game. Off the bench, you've got Austin McCarroll at about 2 points a game. Oh, I forgot, Joe Matzell at 7.2 points a game. He's got 2 blocks a game. He's got 5.6 rebounds a game. Brandon Walters, actually their best rebounder, at 6.2 a game. From the free throw line, they're at 60%. You want it about 10% higher, but 60% right now is what it is. 79 for 131. And nobody's gotten there on what I would call a regular basis. The most is Cruz with 23, and he's 15 for 23, 65%. And Brandon Walters, 14 for 22, 64%. Damian Zimmer, 11 for 18, 61%. So the guys that are getting to the line the most are actually shooting better if you took their averages, around 63%. All right, like I said, we'll step away. 3 minutes to go. I'm thinking there's going to be a live national anthem. At least I was hoping there would be. If not, they're going to go with a DVD, but let's see what happens. So it is about 3 minutes away from that time. It is Sydney-Oxford Mac Boys semifinal, and we are broadcasting it live not only on FM 101 and AM 1490, but also on the Internet, streaming live at WCDOsports.com. Look forward to seeing or hearing or reading or knowing about who is logging on from all around the country. I'm guessing one place is going to be Tampa, Florida, but that's just a guess. All right, stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido. Our people make energy different.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
When you go to a local ball game or a school concert or play, you're supporting your children and your community. When you give to the local hospital fundraising and other local charitable groups, you're contributing to the quality of all our lives. Right beside you, you'll find our member owners and our credit union's resources working for the life we live and helping to make it better. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Puff ice cream. Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, here we go. Oxford starting lineup. Here we go. A 5'8 junior, number 10, Matt Moore. A 5'9 junior, number 15, Cameron Heggie. A 6'5 senior, number 24, Andrew Golden. A 5'9 senior, number 30, Paul Wonka. And a 6'2 freshman, number 33, Kevin Davis. And the head coach of the Oxford Blackhawks is Mr. Tim Davis. And now the starting lineup for your Sydney Warriors. A 5'6 junior, number 21, Billy Kozak. A 6'3 senior, number 44, Joe Metzel. A 5'9 senior, number 5, Hunter Sowersby. A 6' senior, number 22, Brandon Walters. And a 6'1 senior, number 11, Damian Zimmer. And the head coach of the Sydney Warriors is Mr. Mike Brzee. All right, so we've got our starting lineup. Thank you very much. Not happy with my daughter for not wanting to do the national anthem tonight, and the CD broke down or stopped right in the middle. But I got to give the fans credit because they finished the song, which I was very impressed with. All right, Sydney in their home white with maroon letters and numbers, the Oxford Blackhawks in a swell of black, white, and red. There was a time when they had mostly a bright red uniform. There was a time they had white with a lot of black and red specks. They've really changed their uniforms over the years. Sydney, not so much. White with maroon, and that's about it. We've got people logging in locally from Cortland, New York, and Oneonta, New York. So welcome aboard. Here we go. Oxford going left to right the first half. Sydney right to left. Matzel and Golden, a pair of 6'5 giants. And actually, Matzel out-jumped Golden, so Sydney will take possession to start the ball game. And we are underway with Sydney doing what they always do early on, and that is keep the ball outside the perimeter, get some movement underneath, looking for a seam here and a seam there. Walters, Zimmer, Matzel now at the top of the key, bringing Golden out. Kozak, who's a big three-point threat. He's going to stop and pop and hit, and boy, that was a surprise spring by Kozak to score the first basket of the ball game. 30 seconds into it, and it's 2-0. So the ball handler is number 30, Paul Wonka, and inside Golden, too hard on the inside chip shot from the left side. Possibly some energy nerves or something, but... He needs just 5 points. If you're just tuning in, 5 points needed for Andrew Golden to make 1,000 in his career. Boy, that'll be a special moment. There's Hunter Sowersby missing on a baseline jumper. He followed his own shot to his credit, but Kevin Davis at 6'2 is about 4 inches taller and had the springs for the rebound. So Paul Wonka leading the offense that I did not get to see him play yet this year because of injury. Matt Moore with the ball on the right wing. Sydney staying in that man-to-man defense. Nice backdoor cut to Wonka, and we are tied at 2. Nice play. Golden high post, went weak side, and there was Wonka for the basket. We're tied at 2. Sydney with the basketball, facing man-to-man defense from Oxford, so it's a good old-fashioned pickup game here with man-to-man both ways, at least to start out with. Walter's going to drive in. Well, finds his path stopped at the elbow. Hunter Sowersby finds his way down the middle. A little runner, falls short, rebound. Walters goes up hard, missed it. Matzel gets a third chance off the glass, no good, and Wonka secures the ball for the Blackhawks. Brings it quickly up over half court. Crossover dribble, lost his balance, got the ball off to Golden. And that brings Matzel out. Golden, a very good three-point shooter. Davis going to try to use the screen. He's going to stop and pop at the elbow and score it. And our first lead change of the ball game with Kevin Davis getting the basket off a nice screen from his senior teammate, Andrew Golden. Sydney down 4-2 now. Down low to Matzel. He's going to work it on Golden. No, he's going to kick the ball across the paint to Walters. Kozak looking left. Still has his dribble. Driving in. Well, he can't go against... he beat number 15, Cameron Heggie, on the drive, and then Golden was waiting in help defense and kicked the ball. As Billy tried to get a last-second pass in there. Kozak looking to his left, and then he throws it way out to Hunter Sowersby. Sowersby will play the point guard in this play. Here comes. He's going to stop at the foul line. Might have gotten called for traveling. He's going to throw it up anyway. No good. Golden Davis finally gets it for Oxford. So the Blackhawks with a 4-2 lead, 5:10 to play in the first quarter. No whistles except for out of bounds. Wonka picked up by Walters. Down to the corner now to Matt Moore. He's guarded by Kozak. Davis still out front. Wonka going hard to the hoop, right side this time. And Wonka, there was no help defense for Sydney, and it's 6-2 in favor of the visiting Oxford Blackhawks. Up the left side comes Bill Kozak. He's going one-on-one with Heggie. Now it's over to Sowersby on the right wing. Still got his dribble. Coming around the screen is Walters, top of the key. He's open for a second. He goes to the foul line. Nice spin move. He's caught in no man's land. He's going to finally take a shot and banks it in. Uh-oh, but it's a good uh-oh for Sydney anyway. He could have easily been called for 3 seconds. Down the middle comes Wonka. Unloads. Ball tipped by Zimmer momentarily. There's Golden inside. There's some physical play, but it's because the bodies are not in total control. That's going to go against Joe Mansell, his first. And Oxford with a 6-4 lead, 4:11 to go. We'll have the inbounds from Davis. Passes to Golden. He goes up for three. He made that in warm-ups, I saw, right before they stopped shooting. He misses it this time, but Oxford gets the long rebound. Cameron Heggie. Wonka drifts to the right side. Passes left to the top of the key to Moore. Moore fakes the three. Kozak almost a steal from behind. Actually, it did mess up the psyche of Matt Moore as he dribbled left. It went off his hands and out of bounds. So Sydney looking to tie or take the lead. Not always reliant on the three, but they'll take it if they've got it. There's Walters for three. He's making a truth-sayer out of me, but he misses the shot. Golden quickly up court. Hunter Sowersby trying to steal it from behind. Golden, somebody's wide open, and it's Matt Moore, and he's got it. Matt Moore with the basket. Two-pointer up 8-4 now for Oxford. Here comes Kozak quickly down court. Nice change of direction. He's going to go with a runner. Banks almost was in. Took a weird bounce and into the hands of Kevin Davis. So 3:12 left in this very quick first quarter. 8-4, Oxford by 4. Golden top of the key. He's got one assist but no points yet. And from the corner, missed by Davis. Didn't run the full play for Oxford that time. Sydney coming up. Tough man-to-man defense so far for Oxford. Nice backdoor play to Zimmer. Stops and rights himself before making it on the right side with the left hand. Damian Zimmer off the very nice feed from Bill Kozak. And there's a strip by Walters and Sowersby. Sowersby, just before getting the pass off to an open Brandon Walters, gets fouled. And it saved 2 points, basically. Paul Wonka with the foul. That was about all he could do, and it almost stole the ball. 8-6, Sydney looking for the tie. Walters, guarded by Wonka. Sowersby waiting for the offense to set up now. Goes around the screen. Down low for Matzel. Oh, a little too hard on the pass. The idea was right because they had Golden out of position, but the pass just a little bit too much mustard. And we're back the other way for Oxford, and Sydney's going to put on a little bit more pressure. Golden turns and fires to Heggie. Back to Wonka. Now it's Golden at the top of the key. Waiting for a screen by Davis. He's going to stop at the foul line. Now he passes underneath, and Davis is going to lay it in off the feet from Matt Moore. Moore could have scored it, but he laid it to Kevin Davis, who put it in with ease, and it's 10-6, the four-point lead continuing for Oxford. Sydney has gotten to within two a couple times. We're already under 2 minutes. My goodness, this is a fast game. One foul called on each team so far. Shot clock with 12. Kozak to Matzel. He's wide open at the foul line. He'll take it and make it. But boy, was he hesitant to do that, and I'm not sure why. I think he was looking to pass low, and the defense slacked off ever so slightly, and he took the uncontested jumper for the basket. 10-8. Sydney, a rarity, giving up more than 10 points or 10 points or more in a quarter, but they've done that. In the corner, it's Davis. Kicks it back out. Golden fakes the shot, goes in, drives hard against Matzel, misses it. Zimmer with a rebound with a minute 13 to go. 10-8. Oxford by 2. Zimmer changes the direction, goes in against Davis, lays it up, and is fouled by Andrew Golden, who went for the block. That'll be the first on Golden, and obviously that's one place everyone's going to be looking when he gets called for a foul. How many? Sydney getting a pep band contingent tonight, which is different on a Saturday. Damian Zimmer, his first time at the line, first time shooting for either team. And Matt Moore will sit down. Coming in for him, Jeff Lawton, a 5'10 junior. Lawton got the start against Unitigo early in the season when Paul Wonka wasn't ready. Zimmer writes it for the second shot. He's got 3 points. It's 10-9. Down to a minute to play. Long pass up ahead, almost mishandled by Heggie, but that was a wild pass to begin with. Did a good job to get it. Golden backs it up through the legs. Setting up a three-point shot, and it's, around the rim and no good. So Oxford leading, and Golden is scoreless to this point. Kind of a strange happening, but it's true. Sydney now looks to take the lead. Walters on the right wing. Around the screen comes Kozak, fakes the three, shoots the two, and scores it, and Sydney has taken the lead back again. Bill Kozak, when he gets hot for three, likes to shoot the three, but he's mailing the two, and Walker comes right back but misses the layup. 17 seconds to go. Up ahead to Sowersby. A little alley-oop to himself. Gets underneath the defense and puts it up and scores. Nice hanging layup, if you will, for Hunter Sowersby. And a quick five-point run for Sydney. 4 seconds to go. Walker with a lay-in just before the buzzer. And, what a first quarter. Paul Wonka, 6 points to lead Oxford, but Sydney's team play with a 13-12 lead going into the 13-12 lead going into the second quarter. You're listening to Live Triton High School Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, they didn't take long on their break. I apologize for not being back in time, but Andrew Golden took his dear sweet time, but had a very nice post move to score the basket for two. His first points, and Oxford has regained the lead. Inside, though, Damian Zimmer off the feed. They ran an off-screen, and Zimmer gets the basket to be a five-point score leading Sydney's way at 15-14. They're now going to use Golden as a post move against Matzel. He backs in. He goes up and under Matzel for the basket. That's 4 points. He's got 9.99. Looks like they have changed their strategy. Kozak, meanwhile, a runner in the lane, missed it short, but he got his own rebound. 16-15. And it's Walters with the ball to Matzel. Quickly now to Zimmer. Driving in. And Wonka tried to set himself for the offensive foul that didn't work. Here comes Golden up the court. Nice pass to Davis. Stolen away by Brandon Walters. I thought that pass was going to get through. Walters, quick hands, made that a Sydney turnover. It is Sowersby in the left corner. Now it's Zimmer driving in hard against Golden. He had to change his shot ever so much, but Golden's defensive intimidation, and the ball's turned back over to Oxford. And in the game comes Matt Moore for the Blackhawks. He started the game, took the last couple of minutes off for Jeff Lawton. Lawton now sits down. Moore is back. Sydney is continuing with this five. Walters, Kozak, Sowersby, Zimmer, and Matzel. All right, up the floor comes Wonka. Out of control, but still with the ball. Into the corner for Moore. Here comes Andrew Golden, spinning around, puts it up, missed it. Rebound Matzel in good position. Off it comes to Brandon Walters. 16-15, Oxford leads by one. This has been a very good ball game and moving really fast. Zimmer, slow dribbles over to Sowersby, calling out the play, and here comes the setup. Sowersby, little change of gear, a hanging jumper again, too hard, rebound Golden. Outlet to Wonka. Sowersby going to stay with and get a steal. He stole the ball away from Wonka. A lot of contact. Matzel goes up and under Golden and scores. Joe Matzel, a big basket for Sydney, and they have regained the lead. We've had six lead changes in this ball game, folks, and we're just 2.5 minutes into the second quarter. Kevin Davis stops, gives it to Golden. Nope, tipped by Sowersby, but picked up by Matt Moore. Moore to the high post for Davis. Stolen away by Kozak. Unloads to Sowersby, goes up and scores it. It was not a conventional layup for Hunter Sowersby, but that's why the ball went in the basket. Had he tried the regular layup, it would have been blocked. Again, he likes to hang in the air, let the defense get through. And there's a steal by Kozak. Going up against Heggie and scores it. So Bill Kozak with a basket, and all of a sudden, a close game is not so close. 21-16, 7 points. Make that 6 points in a row for Sydney. A timeout asked for by Oxford. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Here comes a strange fact for you. There's been one tie in the game at two, but the lead has changed hands six times, including on three consecutive baskets by the various teams. Hey, we've got people logging in, not only from Cortland and Oneonta, which is, you know, kind of nearby. We've got Corning. We've got Oldsmar, Florida. Got to be a Sydney game if Oldsmar, Florida is checking in. New York City, where they just hopefully survived a blizzard. And Mansfield, Ohio. Thanks for logging in tonight on WCDOsports.com. This, hopefully I'm making it sound like you're here with us, because what a game this is. 21-16 Sydney, a 6-0 run based on the steals by Kozak and Sowersby. They go low post, no, high post to Golden. Ball tipped away by Matzel. Kevin Davis has it, guarded by Mike Cruz, who's just come into the game for the Sydney Warriors. Down low, it's Golden. This is going for 1,000. He goes up and missed it. Rebound by Mike Cruz. Well, Golden was successful two possessions in a row in the start of the quarter, but he hasn't been successful since. There goes an acrobatic layup by Brandon Walters. And what a balanced effort. 5, 6, 4, 4, and 4 so far for points. Here comes Golden. Hard, large charging, and he just might get his 1,000th point from the foul line as he got in there so hard. He drew the contact. That's a foul on Mike Cruz of Sydney. Only the second team foul for the Warriors, and that's going to bring Andrew Golden to the line at 9.99. Here's the shot, and that will be 1,000 points. But it's in the middle of a game, and they're probably not going to get a chance to stop it. But congratulations to Andrew Golden in the midst of a MAC semifinal game to get 1,000 and now 1,001. Congratulations. And hopefully they can make the, yep, they're going to make the announcement here that Andrew Golden has just scored his 1,000th point, and this is on a 30-second timeout. 1,000 point for Andrew Golden. They're going to give him a basketball. That's a 1,000th point for Andrew Golden. You want to announce it on the PA? Oh, there it is. You do now. Okay, now we're up to date. Kyle Vibbard was ready to make the announcement, but there was no sound. So one of the flaws of the system here in Sydney is they don't control the microphone from in the gym. The sound of the microphone is controlled in another site. So they have some coordination. So congratulations anyway to Andrew Golden for the 1,000th point and now 1,001. You know, that nothing's better than getting that 1,000th than getting 1,001, because unlike somebody like, say, a 500th home run. I remember Harmon Killebrew, Hall of Fame player for the Twins, telling me in an interview that he said, I sat on 499 for 2 weeks. They kept wanting to have a promotional day. They just couldn't do it because I couldn't hit my 500th. But once I got my 500th, I got two more after that. All right, 23-18 the score. Joey Matzel on the right wing for Sydney. He doesn't want to shoot the three, but Brandon Walters will, and he scores from three-point range. And the balance scoring for Sydney continues. Walters now leading the way with seven. It's 26-18. And boy, what a swing that's been. Lawton is back in the game for Oxford. Kevin Davis guarded by Cruz. Golden coming in. They surround him. Back to the basket. He goes back wide open as Moore, but he goes instead to Heggie on the left wing. Now it's Golden. He's not afraid to take that, but let's see what he's going to do. Yep, he's going to stop and pop for three, and it's off the mark. Rebound. Cruz. Tipped a little bit by Sowersby, but Cruz gets credit for the rebound. 3:16 to go in the first half. 26-18, Sydney on a run. And there's Kozak, a little pop in the lane. Missed it. And touch last by Cruz, so it'll be Oxford ball. And here comes Paul Wonka back into the ball game, replacing Jeff Lawton. So Coach Tim Davis right now using a six-man rotation. He brings Lawton in for either Wonka or Moore. Sydney has brought in Mike Cruz to take Damian Zimmer's place. And Cruz is guarding Kevin Davis. 2:56 to go. 26-18 Sydney, their largest lead. Davis sees Golden coming across the key. The turnaround and his call for a travel. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's a foul. Golden took an extra step, but apparently before that there was a foul. And that's going to go on Joe Matzel, who's now got his second, and that's the magic number in the first half for Coach Mike Brzee to make a change. Matzel will sit down, played a decent game so far, no question. You can hold Golden to 6 points and a half. That's pretty good. He averages 25 a game. So Cruz now taking Golden, and that's not an easy task because he's given up about five inches there. And Heggie got the ball stolen away from the guy who just came in the game, Damian Zimmer, for the Sydney Warriors. So again, a smaller lineup for Sydney, but their defensive play of the guards is what has gotten them this lead. 26-18. And this is after they had trailed 14-13. Nice backdoor to Damian Zimmer. Off the feed from Brandon Walters. That one by design. Walters and Zimmer leading the way with seven for the Warriors. 28-18. A lead of 10. Golden getting by Kozak, driving in, and that's going to be an easy layup for Andrew Golden. And when he puts his head down, oh my goodness, good things happen for that young man. 6'5", can take it to the basket. It is Kozak. Nice pass to Cruz, but he's called for the travel. Oh, what a play by Bill Kozak. He came in diagonally from left to right toward the basket, and just as Andrew Golden went to make the block, he dumped it off to Mike Cruz. Unfortunately, Mike took an extra step. That basket is not going to count. 28-20. Sydney in a full court man-to-man press. Up the court comes Wonka. A jump pass to Heggie. Down low to Wonka. He stops. Uh-oh, he puts up a shot that was totally off balance, and it was an air ball. Boy, that would have been dangerous had he scored. Walters to Cruz. Going to go underneath, kick it out to Kozak because he's guarded by Golden. There's a shot by Kozak. A hanging jumper from the right baseline, and it's good. Bill Kozak now with 8 points. A minute 26 to go in this first half. 30-20. The Sydney offense set up by great defense. And so Oxford will spread the court. Wonka way out by the block S at Sydney's half court, guarded by Sowersby. Crossover dribble to the left. There's Golden. Got to set it up for three. Swish! Andrew Golden with 11 points, our first three-pointer on the Oxford side. And it's 30-23. Down to a minute to play in the first half. Nobody's in foul trouble except Joe Mansell with two for Sydney, and that's out of three fouls total against the Warriors. Cruz sets a screen for Walters. Now it's Sowersby back out to Cruz. Golden gives them all kinds of room. So Mike will pass over to Brandon Walters. Now it's Kozak again, a two-point shot from just inside the arc. And Kozak seeming to have his way to hit those 16 to 18-foot jumpers. 32-23, 9-point lead for the Warriors with 25 seconds to go. Golden driving in on Zimmer. Zimmer puts his hand in there a little bit and got it. Got to break up the drive of Golden on the right baseline. But it did go out of bounds. So Davis will inbound for the Blackhawks with 12 on the shot clock, 19 on the game clock. Davis goes up high for Golden. Cruz right there, skin for skin. And Golden with a fake goes up and draws the foul. I think he got Mike Cruz up in the air, and that's going to be two on Mike Cruz. So both Sydney's big men with two fouls, and that represents all four team fouls on Sydney in this first half that has 15.1 seconds to go. And in between shots for Golden, there's going to be a substitution, and it looks like Mike Ward's going to come in. And this shot for Golden, in and out. So with 15.1 to go, Mike Brzee, with his 22-plus years of coaching, takes a short timeout. And we'll stay here because we have the Maravito Energy Products halftime show coming up. I was hoping that Sydney Athletics would provide me some information on what went on today. Not only that, but the Science Olympiad was held, I think, at Broome Community College. And WCDO's volunteer meteorologist, if you will, Rich Townsend, was taking a group of physics students down for that, and we don't know how the Science Olympiad did, but hopefully good results there. Sydney girls bowling team, looks like they might have done well, but I don't know all the scores, don't know who won. And also the wrestlers for Sydney, I do know that there's one Sydney wrestler qualifying for the finals, and that's Austin Dean. Four were in the semifinals, one, Austin Dean, made it to the finals. So good luck to him. Golden misses the second shot. Zimmer with a rebound, taps to Sowersby. 12 seconds to go. Big misses there by Golden because it keeps it at 9 points. Sowersby looks up at the clock. Around the screen comes Walters. Walters open, takes it for three. Makes it, and he falls. Oh, my goodness gracious. Walters knew he was going to take the shot. He focused on the basket, absorbed the contact, and the ball, nothing but net. And the foul on Paul Wonka, his second foul. So Walters in a very rare four-point play opportunity. And he makes it. So the 10 make it 11. And that buzzer's going to sound. And Sydney takes their largest lead of this basketball game into the halftime locker room. The halftime mark was gotten in 30 minutes. Never seen that before. 36-23 Sydney leads. We'll have the scoring recap. Maravito Energy Products halftime report is coming up live on FM 101, AM 1490, and online streaming at WCDOsports.com. We are your local sports leader, WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravito have delivered
energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito. Our people make energy different.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. Greg Davey here at halftime of a game that was tight as tight could be in the first quarter. And early in the second quarter, and then as I had said in the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, the defense of the guards for Sydney just came alive between Bill Kozak and Hunter Sowersby to ignite the Sydney offense. Defense creating the offense, and despite Andrew Golden scoring all 11 points for Oxford in the second quarter and all of his 11 and his 1,000th point, Sydney's balance has held up, and they had their largest lead of the game, 36-23, here at Sydney in the MAC semifinals. And our Morabito halftime Morabito Energy Products halftime report is sponsored by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And Sydney senior Matt Fisher is warming up his synthesizer over there with about 20 other drums that everybody who doesn't play drums just wants to be part of the pep band, so they're going to do that. We've got another login on our WCDO Sports live streaming audio, and that would be from Myrtle Beach in South Carolina. So welcome to Myrtle Beach. We've also got Mansfield, Ohio, Oldsmar, Florida, the Big Apple, New York City, Oneonta, Cortland, and Corning, New York. So all around the East Coast, we've got them coming. No California tonight. No Minnesota tonight. No St. Louis tonight. Must be they've got other things to do. But anyway, Sydney, as I said, it was tied at two. Sydney scored first, and then Paul Wonka for Oxford came right back and scored. And then it just started in. Oxford got out to a four-point lead several times. They took a 10-6 lead, and then Sydney sparked and got it to 13-10, so a seven-point run before Oxford came back with a last-second basket by Paul Wonka. And that made it 13-12 at the end of the first quarter, Sydney holding the lead. Well, they went low post to Oxford's Golden both times in a row, and the 6'5 senior delivered with two baskets in a row, making his scoring total 999, so everybody was on pins and needles on the Oxford side, which one would be the big one. Well, they tried it several more times, but Joe Matzel's defense came up big, and he did not score that. But finally, he got fouled on a drive to the basket, and it was free throws that got the 1,000 point. And then 1,001 as he made the second one. They stopped the game. They took a 30-second timeout, as Tim Davis told me he was. They were going to do. So he got a commemorative basketball, very classy. That was a very nice thing to do, especially on somebody else's court. But Sydney was well aware of it, and they made the announcement, and that was great. And then we played on. And then came the defensive stalwarts of Zimmer, Kozak, Walters, and Sowersby as they combined for a slew of points off of steals. And then Bill Kozak, what can you say about that young man? He just knows how to get open. He doesn't have to depend on the three. He's had the three-point hot hand before. Tonight, he was hitting in the 12 to 16-foot range and looking real good doing it. And he's got 10 points. Brandon Walters got hot in the second quarter. He hit two threes in a row, including that one right before the buzzer when he got fouled and made the three. So he had the four-point play. So he leads the scoring with 11. Kozak with 10. Damian Zimmer with 7. Hunter Sowersby with 4. Joe Matzel with 4. Mike Cruz and Mike Ward have both played and have not scored. But what a balanced effort. 11, 10, 7, and a pair of fours for Sydney. For Oxford, it was second quarter, all Andrew Golan, all 11 of his points in the second quarter. So ironically, Oxford had their largest lead without him scoring, with Wonka's 6, Davis 4, and Moore with 2. Not a lot of free throws. Remember, the last time they played, it was a 50-45 Sydney win. There was a total of 8 free throws between the two schools. Crazy. All right, we're going to take a break. We were hoping for more information from the wrestling tournament or from the Science Olympiad that Sydney science students were involved in, or the bowling. I know there's some of the girls for Sydney that had some good scores today. I was hoping to get those, but did not see that. Unless I take my iPad and scramble around on Facebook, I might do that, in fact. So 36-23 is the score. The winner of this game, Sydney leading. The winner of this game will take on the winner of Unitigo and Green that have waited till Tuesday to play their makeup. That, you know, if we get more snow or terrible weather, that's probably a bad decision, but that's what they decided on. So we'll cover that game. The winner of those, of this game and that game, will play each other at SUNY Oneonta at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, February 15th. So a week from today, we'll probably know the champion. The girls' game will be Unity. We already know the combatants will be Unitigo taking on Unadilla Valley in a phenomenal, what should be a phenomenal game. They played a tight back-and-forth game at Unitigo 2 weeks ago, or less than 2 weeks ago, and they're going to do it again on the big court at Alumni Fieldhouse at SUNY Oneonta. So we'll be back with the second half. It is 36-23 Sydney leading Oxford. You're listening to Live Triton High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All righty. Well, trying to get information. Brought my iPad tonight to try to get some of that information. Maybe on the postings on Facebook. because we do get the Wi-Fi up here. No, somehow it got shut down. There's a guest Wi-Fi that I'm able to get on, but not right now. All right, I'm Rabideau Energy Products Halftime Report, where there wasn't much to report. Brought to you by Rabideau Energy Products, 85 years of delivering customer service to you and your family. 563 Heat, that's 563 HEAT. JVs play their final game tonight, Sydney and Oxford. Sydney boys win big 70-24. Congratulations, Coach Don Pierce. After coaching bowling for a number of years, back into the JV basketball saddle. And, of course, longtime Coach Bob Finnegan is here tonight to see the last team that he coached are the seniors right now, who are on the floor, ready to go, with the exception of Bill Kozak. So Kozak, Zimmer, Walters, Sowersby, and Matzel getting the start for the second half. Same five on the floor for the Oxford Blackhawks. As Sydney lets Kozak go, driving in on Heggie, and oh, that made it look way too simple. Bill Kozak's quickness just makes you shake your head and wish you were young again. That's all he could say. It is Golden backing in on Matzel. This is where he got a couple of baskets early on, and he's going to take a nice fadeaway jump shot and score it. So Golden with 13 consecutive points scored for this team, 38-25. Back to the 13-point difference. Matzel against Golden. He's going to go right back to Zimmer. Almost had Zimmer misses a three from the right wing. Almost had Walters on a back door, but didn't quite have it. Smart enough not to pass. So it's Paul Wonka, Kevin Davis, top of the key. Matt Moore on the right wing. Golden gets the ball. He's surrounded by three players. Somebody is open. It is Heggie. Three-pointer left side. No, right off the mark. Same place Brandon Walters made the three moments before the first half ended. 38-25, 6:44 to go. Third quarter of the winner to go to SUNY Oneonta next Saturday, a week from today. Hard to believe we are already at that point of the new year. Kozak, top of the key. They spread the offense again. Gives a lot of room in the paint. There's nobody in the maroon block for either team right now. Sydney to my right. Walters drifts to the left, goes to Zimmer, kind of slipped. He's in the paint for a long time now, and Walters for three, way off the mark, and the shot clock had gone off anyway. But Oxford driving in with Wonka, blocked partially by Sowersby, recovered, though, by Kevin Davis. Davis back to the basket. Now he goes to Heggie on the left wing, no good. Davis and Walters tied up. Aggressive play for Kevin Davis, who sometimes isn't very aggressive, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that he is a freshman. He came up last year as an eighth grader and was extremely timid, but he is a ball player. There's no question about it, and that is where he is now starting to show his maturity as he tried to wrestle the ball away against Brandon Walters. Now, coming in off of that, speaking of Walters, will be his first foul. There were a total of seven free throws shot in the first half by these two teams. Eight the previous game, so they just don't get to the line that much. But Paul Wonka is at the line right now and scores his first free throw to give him 7 points. Golden leads all scorers with 13. Second shot, oh, he's got a nice touch for the free throw line. 8 points for Paul Wonka, 38-27, Sydney by 11. Kozak gliding up the right side, and now he stops and pops again. There it is again with a 16-foot jump shot. Nothing but net. Kozak with 14, the game's high scorer now. And they stopped it for something, I'm not sure. Maybe the net got tangled, I don't know. Sydney, press, and from behind, Kozak pops the ball loose. It's going to go to Oxford. I don't know why they were letting the ball go out of bounds. Kozak's the one that tapped it from behind. I would call that a mental blunder there. And the official looks right up in the stands as the pep band letting that synthesizer play one note too many. That's the thing to do when the other team has the ball. Golden gets the inbounds pass. He's way out on the right wing. And stealing the ball down low with Zimmer. And Hunter Sowersby recovers the ball for Sydney. Nice hustle by Zimmer and Sowersby on that exchange. 40-27, Sydney by 13. 5:25 to go in the third quarter. A game that was very much in doubt is looking Sydney's way at this time. Foul called on Kevin Davis as Zimmer had rolled through the paint. Just his first foul. Kozak to inbound. Way up top for Zimmer. Davis picks him up. It's Wonka guarding Walters and Heggie guarding Kozak. Kozak from the left wing keeps it there. Matzel way out to an open Zimmer. Zimmer stops. Oh, Davis quick hands, but Zimmer gets it back. Down to the five-minute mark. Sowersby off the double team to Matzel, and he goes underneath for the basket. Nice play individually by Joe Matzel, but a nice pass by Damian Zimmer. Off the double team, Zimmer was free. He got one dribble and a quick pass to Joe Matzel, who went under the basket to get that ball. And here comes Matzel, who is going to go for that block that I talked about in the tip-off show where he goes much too aggressively. That's an example of that there. Paul Wonka had the offensive advantage, drove hard on the right side. Matzel from behind punched the ball out of bounds and was called for the foul. Referees will see that. That aggressiveness usually does not get rewarded. It gets a foul. 42-27. Wonka back at the line to shoot two. Shot is up, and this time off the back of the rim. Sydney substitution. Mike Cruz will come in for Joe Matzel, who just before that foul called had a very nice offensive move underneath the basket off the feed from Damian Zimmer. 42-28 as Wonka makes 3 of 4 in this quarter now. 42-28. If I said 38 before, I apologize. 42-28. And it is Bill Kozak stopping his dribble. Goes low to Cruz. Back out to Zimmer. Driving hard on Davis. Going to go up and challenge Golden. Changed his shot. Cruz with a rebound. Got the shot blocked. And then Golden with a rebound for Oxford. Up the floor goes to Matt Moore. Crossover dribble. He stays on the right side. Goes to Golden. Back way out beyond the arc. 23 on the shot clock. It is Davis. Slides a pass to Heggie. In the corner, it is Matt Moore with a hanging jumper. It got partially blocked. Zimmer catches it in midair. Outlets to Sowersby to the right for Walters. Walters guarded closely by Wonka. Sydney stays on the perimeter for this possession. Sowersby looking, hands it off to Kozak. Way out by half court. 15 on the shot clock. Cruz comes out to get the ball. Now to Sowersby. They'll try the left wing. Sowersby driving hard. Goes up on an alley-oop shot. Missed it. Cruz with a save. Unbelievable. And then it's with 1 second on the shot clock. Sowersby put it up but missed. Cruz, nice play for Michael. All right, up the floor comes Wonka. Going to drive and a floater in the lane. A nice play by Wonka because he could have banked it in, but he floated it for the basket and the foul on Hunter Sowersby, who's now picked up his first foul. Sydney's third of this half. Moore comes out. Jeff Lawton comes in. So Coach Tim Davis staying with that six-man rotation. He's only got two other guys on the bench. Wonka converts the three-point play. Paul Wonka now with 12 points. He's only averaging 4 per game this season, so definitely showing his offensive muscle tonight. And it's hard to believe he only averages 4 based on what I've seen. There's Zimmer from the foul line. Missed it. Golden rebounds. 42-31. Oxford can get inside of double figures on this possession. 42-31. Here comes a long drive by Wonka. Off to Lawton for 3. Right side. It's a 2. It's a deuce there. But it's still inside of 10 now, 42-33. A little bit of a run for the Blackhawks with 2:42 to go in the third quarter. There's another stop and pop for Kozak, but it's short. Cruz had his hand on the rebound, could not secure it. Kevin Davis got it instead for Oxford. Up ahead to Golden. Golden's going to pop for 3, and it's short. Davis hustling in to get the rebound against 3 other guys for Sydney. But Walters recovers after the pass. Sowersby up the right to Zimmer for the lefty layup, and it's good. Quick, quick, quick. The pass zipping down for Sydney. 44-33. We got a timeout on the floor with 2:14 left. It's a short timeout. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Oxford just getting it across on the press, but I hesitated because I saw an offensive foul right in front of me, and I couldn't react quickly enough. I apologize for that, because Paul Wonka at half court, I don't know how he got the ball away from a defensive steal opportunity, but he did. But he kept going a little bit too hard charging, with a key word being charging, because he just got called for his third foul. And that puts the brakes on Paul Wonka's offensive performance of the third quarter, because he picked up his third with 2:09 left in the third, 44-33, Sydney by 11. And there are times Sydney has scored in like 3 seconds of a possession, and it's really been impressive to see them, because Oxford's defense has, by and large, been pretty good. It's been the defense for Sydney that's set up a lot of their points. So it is Zimmer at the top of the key. He's got Walters on the right wing. Sowersby runs through, and looks like a foul away from the ball. The foul's going to be called on Mike Cruz, and that's three on Mike Cruz. So things are getting interesting on the Sydney front line. Matzel and Cruz both with three fouls. Davis finally finds Golden, almost got stolen away by Cruz. Up the floor, Golden to Heggie. 16-footer, no good. Rebound. Oh, Davis got the ball away from Kozak. Kicks it out to Matt Moore. Back to Davis. Looking down for a cutting Golden. He's going to fake, goes up, shoots it. Oh, terrible shot. And it's Walters and Golden kind of fighting each other more than basketball. But Andrew Golden had a nice play inside. When he drives to the basket, sometimes he goes straight up, sometimes he does a nice ball fake and gets the defender up. But when he did that, he was unable to get off a decent shot. 44-33, Sydney by 11. We're down to a minute 19. The Warriors now have the ball, moving to the right as I'm watching. Cruz, a post pass to Walters, going up against number 22, Jeff Lawton, and he scores it. So the 22 of Sydney scores it against the 22 of Oxford, and not only did Walters get his first points of the second half, he has a chance to match Bill Kozak for scoring honors on the Sydney side with 14. Wonka back in the game, replacing now Cameron Heggie, who sits down with no points. He's averaging 8 a game, so he's not able to hit his shots today. Walters misses the shot, so he stays at 13, but it's a 13-point lead for the hometown Sydney Warriors right now. Davis fakes the handoff to Wonka, lost his balance. Got to feel bad on that. Zimmer gets a steal, and it was really no effort of his. Walters driving, kicks it off to Sowersby. Nice change of direction in the midair, but he misses the shot. It is Golden down the floor with 44 seconds to go. Lost it out of bounds. And the Sydney defense, what can you say? In a team manner, responsible for that turnover. Golden maybe going a little too fast for his own good on that possession. But boy, when you're 6'5 and you can get that fast up the court. Speaking of that, here's Golden with a steal. He's got three defenders. And he's going to hit from the right side. No, it missed it. He took it after all the defense faded away. From behind, Davis with a steal. Davis is going to try to finish. And he gets out of bounds. It's going to go to Sydney. Hunter Sowersby did not give up on the play. He got the ball stolen away by Kevin Davis. Davis with a play that's technically illegal, but everybody's doing it, and nobody call, no, the refs never call it, so I can't cite Kevin Davis for the mistake there. But he cupped the ball in his hand, started running, and then started dribbling again. I thought he had a lefty layup all to himself. Sowersby refused to quit and actually got the ball back. And there, with 1.3 seconds to go, Brandon Walters, 25-footer. I am not kidding, 25-footer for the basket. I was concentrating on the other play so much, I almost missed it. Brandon Walters with a long-distance three, and nothing but net. He is now the game's high scorer with 16, and Sydney takes their largest lead of the game of 16 points, 49-33. Stick around. It's live, Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido, our people make energy different.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, and also welcome to Westport, Connecticut. Didn't want to let that go unnoticed, and hopefully you're digging out and enjoying the game tonight. Sydney 49, Oxford 33 to start the quarter. Here comes Golden driving in hard. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Tries to save it off of Sowersby, and I believe is successful in doing so. Yep. And he went right to his teammate and said, my fault, my fault. He got up in the air and didn't have a real good shot to take. But he got, to his credit, Golden did get a piece of the rebound and save it off of Hunter Sowersby. So Matt Moore looking. He goes way deep for Golden, almost the backcourt, not quite. He was, I think he was established in the backcourt, but he did cross over as he caught the ball. And there's a foul away from the ball. Let's see what we got. And that's going to go on Mike Ward, who has come into the ball game, trying to push his way against Golden, who's got a sizable advantage. Mike Ward, 6'1", maybe 160. Golden, 6'5", probably 212. Inside, nice play to Heggie off the feed from Matt Moore. Cameron Heggie finally getting a basket. He's averaging 8 a game. And now on the press, there was nobody to get the inbounds pass until Mike Ward had to run up on an ad-lib play to get it, and Golden makes the foul. A bad timing there on his part, but it's only his second foul. 49-35, Sydney by 14. Only the fourth team foul on Oxford. But Oxford had a good press set up. They're going to go now to Sowersby. Sowersby has Matt Moore slipping and falling, so it's actually 5-on-4 for a little bit. Ward kicks it back out. Kozak a long three, and it's short. Rebound. Oh, Ward kept it alive. Walters has it for Sydney. Nice play. Walters spins. Outside against Wonka. He spins again, kicks it out to Zimmer. Zimmer back out to Walters. Walters going to drive, back it off. Now it's Ward. Nice fake, and Mike Ward goes inside. Oh, he had Andrew Golden sky high in the air and then simply made one dribble and laid it in with his left hand. He is a left-hander from the right side. Sweet play, and oh my gosh, the ball kicked the length of the floor. Sowersby from behind had set that play up, and somebody's leg kicked it long. Is it Sydney's or is it Oxford's? It's Oxford's, but they got to come the length of the floor. Okay. I thought it was a Sydney kick. That would make a, oh my gosh, a long baseball pass intended for Golden. But as the ball sails over Golden's head, there's a foul called on Mike Ward. So that's two in a row called on Mike Ward of Sydney. The sixth foul on Sydney. And a fresh 35-second clock. So all told for Oxford, they've gained 45 feet. All right, the inbound to Cameron Heggie. It's Heggie, Moore, Wonka, Lawton, and Golden. Kevin Davis on the bench right now. Cross court, Matt Moore. Inside, Heggie lays it up and in. And they left him open for just a second. Matt Moore with his second very nice assist to Cameron Heggie. And here comes Sowersby. Oh, he had a layup, but he goes cross court to Ward. Walters driving in hard and lays it up off the back of the rim. Rebound Moore. No, kept alive. Walters slapped it into the hands of Hunter Sowersby. Nice play by Brandon Walters. 51-37. It's Kozak and a roller from the right, coming from the left to the right across the paint. And Kozak's little basket is actually a big basket because that puts him up 16 again. Wonka gets inside the Sydney defense but misses the wide open layup. He did all the hard work and missed the layup. And thank you, Joe, for moving because I can't see. It is Zimmer on the outside. Lost his dribble, gives it to Walters, and Wonka's got him. Around the screen by Zimmer. Walters, nice play on the weak side for Mike Ward, but it's missed, and it's rebounded here by Golden. Oxford trailing by 16. Down to the 5-10 mark. Golden launching for three off the back of the rim. Kept alive by Lawton. Saved by Golden. Inside off the reverse. And something's going on. Was it a foul? Was it out of bounds? I think Tim Davis called a timeout before Golden could go out of bounds. So it is a timeout for Oxford. 5:03 left. 53-37 Sydney. Just 5:03 away from getting back to SUNY Oneonta. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
The more we know you and your financial goals, the more easily we can help you achieve them. Talk to us. Come on in and find out why so many of your neighbors use us for all their financial needs. Come by and see how easy it is to become an owner of your own financial institution. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, Greg Davey at Sydney High School, and I like this scoreboard and that they do show a timeout clock. You get a minute 15 on the full timeouts. I always thought it was a 60, actually 75, but nobody ever takes that much time except us now, and yes, now we're reset. 5:03 left to go. Oxford still playing it tough, but unable to find an offensive flow right now. Andrew Golden has 13 points to lead Oxford, but 11 of those coming in the second quarter only. He has not been able to find the rim much in the second half. Kozak, Bill Kozak for Sydney, driving against Cameron Heggie. Ground the screen comes Walters at the top of the key. He heads to the left side. Wonka on him. Or no, I'm sorry, number 20. That's Daniel Lawton on him. Inside, Zimmer fakes, goes up with a left hand. Of course, he's left-handed, but it was a nice play anyway. 11 points for Zimmer. Sometimes that little change of direction makes all the difference. 55-37. Davis to back door for Golden. Driving in hard. He makes it and he's fouled. Nice play for Kevin Davis because Davis could his back was to the basket on the right elbow. He could have easily just handed it back to Golden to shoot a three. Golden faked the cut and went back door and Davis hit him with the pass. That was a very nice basketball play. Golden with the basket. He's got 15. An assist for Davis. And the three-point play is good. He's got 16. And that makes it 55-40 with 4:20 left in the game. Did I say hi to Westport, Connecticut? Yes, I think I did. I think I mentioned the snow. All right. Down the lane comes Sowersby. Hands it off at the last second to Zimmer, who lays it in from the left side. And Zimmer with a Baker's dozen 13. Up the floor to Heggie. Almost out of bounds. Heggie driving in on Sowersby. He's going to take it with a right hand semi-hook and make the shot. So while Heggie averages 8-6, all six of his points in the fourth quarter when they need it. Sowersby driving on Matt Moore before he even gets to half court, and Moore called for his first foul of the night. It's only the fifth foul on Oxford, so it's a non-shooting. 3:48 on the clock, 57-42, Sydney by 15. So Walters picked up by Daniel Lawton, Jeff Lawton's brother. Around the screen comes Kozak, down to Matzel, kicks it way out to Zimmer. The no-look pass to Kozak, misses the three. But somebody was running along the baseline, and I have no idea what that was about. But everybody's laughing, so I guess it was funny. Everyone's laughing. Even Mike Brzee had a chuckle out there. So, oh, my gosh. All right, here comes Walters. Nice scoop pass underneath to Matzel across the key. And the 6'4 senior for Sydney puts it in. He scored a basket in each quarter, makes it 8, and it's 59-42. Underneath Heggie from behind, a reach in on Hunter Sowersby. Sowersby's second foul. Well, a decent crowd here for a Saturday night in the middle of winter. Got a big reminder that winter is still here yesterday, but we didn't get it nearly as much as our neighbors to the west or to the east. Missed shot underneath by Heggie, and Golden puts it up to finish the business there to give him 18 points. So that was a 1-1, obviously, for Heggie. 59-44. Walters gets away from Lawton, goes in, hard on the right side, got it to go, and he's fouled. So Brandon Walters doing some good things for Sydney tonight. Walters at the line this year, 14 for 22, and I'm still stunned that they're only getting to the, in 16 games, Sydney has gotten to the line 131 times. That is extremely low for a team that likes to take it to the basket. Walters will finish the three-point play. He's got 19. Kozak with 16. Zimmer with 13. It's that kind of balance that has Sydney up by 18 points, tied for their largest lead. Golden going back door to Davis. Leaner is good. Golden drew the double team. Davis sprinted to the left side and got the pass from Golden. Nice play. And that's 6 points for Kevin Davis, who I would think would be the next 1,000-point scorer for Oxford. Here comes Matzel driving hard on the right, left side. Golden intimidates his shot. Zimmer tries it once, tries it twice, gets the shot blocked the third time. Matzel inside once, now twice, and that's 5 offensive rebounds for the Sydney Warriors in one possession. Matzel with 10 points. Zimmer got padded his stats as far as rebounding goes. So did Matzel. And on the Oxford side, there's a foul on Andrew Golden's shot. And the foul is called on Damian Zimmer, who's picked up his first. So Golden will finish without the basket. And he's got 20 points. Driving hard. Sowersby left side missed it. Matzel kept it alive, but it's Heggie stolen from behind by Sowersby. And they will spread the offense and milk some clock here with 2 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the ball game. Hunter Sowersby guarded closely by Daniel Lawton. Touch foul on Lawton. Sowersby will not go to the line. It's the sixth team foul. So Oxford will sub out Davis, and Heggie will sub in Daniel Lawton, number 20, and then Matt Moore, by the way, is the foul, not Daniel Lawton. Lawton comes in the game now along with Jake McConnell in for the first time. Meanwhile, Brandon Walters will come out having scored a team high and game high 19 points. and all three of his free throws have come on made baskets. Sowersby barely grazes the rim as it swishes through. That's the sign of a great free throw when the net barely moves. And the lead now is 20 points for Sydney as Austin McCarroll replaces Hunter Sowersby in the Sydney lineup. And if I have the hiccups going now, I'm gonna go bonkers. I had hiccups earlier today, and I thought, oh, that's fine. I'll be done with them plenty of time for tonight. I got the hiccups back again. 66-46. Laugh all you want. Here comes Golden driving hard. Blocked from behind by Joe Matzell. His first clean block of the night. And the ball went out of bounds. It'll be Sydney's. And Damian Zimmer now comes out to a nice applause by the hometown fans. Zimmer finishing with 13 points. So it's Kozak, Nick Mino, Joe Matzell, Jordan Constable is in the game, and Austin McCarroll for Sydney. This is not Oxford's last game. They'll play in the sectionals, and they do have a consolation game coming up against the loser of Unitigo Green. Looks like a blocking call somewhere on Sydney. Looks like, it's on Constable. Okay, it is a blocking call on offense. I saw number 10, and I wondered, why does Oxford have the ball with a foul on 10? But nope, speaking of 10, Pat Vibbard comes into the ball game, replacing a hardworking Joe Matzell. He finishes with 10, 66-46, so Sydney will indeed put this one away as Trey Crawford gets set to come in, steal by Kozak. So we'll put the finishing touches on this one as Andrew Golan has come out for the final time, finishing with 20 points. To the left side, Kozak tried to set somebody else up. There's no doubt about that. Back to Kozak. Well, he's open for three, so he'll take it and make it. So they get to sub in now after the basket. So top scorers for Sydney, Bill Kozak with his only three-pointer of the game. And Brandon Walters with 19. They got there in different ways. Kozak going inside for most of his. Walters staying outside for a lot of his. Trey Crawford into the game now for Sydney. Final 47 seconds to go. Cameron Heggie still in this game. Passes down low for McConnell. He is fouled, and Jake McConnell will get to the free throw line. So, a good effort by Oxford, especially early on, but Sydney's second quarter, like it did the last time they played, makes all the difference. Sydney in the first win against Oxford, just 50-45 over on their court, scored 22 of their 50 points in the second quarter, allowing only 7 by Oxford. Similar thing here as McConnell misses the second. Nice rebound and score for Jeff Lawton. His second basket of the game, and he's got 4. Nice offensive rebound. 69-46. Vibbard with 30 seconds to go. It's Vibbard, Mino, Crawford, McCarroll, and Constable. McCarroll a senior, Crawford a senior, Mino and Constable and Vibbard all juniors. Nice pass from Crawford to Mino for the basket. Nice play. Trey Crawford drove right side. 71-47. It is Lawton, and with 1 second to go, they're just going to end it from there. So 71-46 is your final. Not as widespread a game as the score sounds like. It was tighter than this most of the way. Sydney putting the exclamation point on it in the fourth quarter, but really it was the second quarter that did it up for them. So 71-46, good to see you. And we'll be back with the post game and the scoring totals and, of course, our awards. NBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense. It's all coming up on the post game show. You are listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball, FM 101, AM 1490, and WCDOSports.com. We are WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, and I thought I had a grip on all these totals, but people talking to me as they're going by, so... I guess that's my fault for letting that happen, but anyway, looking for free throws here. I need more free throws. There we go. All right, we'll get to it. Let's do our sponsorship, shall we? Our game on WCDO finishing with 71-46 Sydney, so they've earned their spot to the SUNY Oneonta location for the third time in a row for the Mid-State Athletic Conference championship game. Our post-game sponsors are Mang Insurance, Dynamic Defense Award sponsor. Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. NBT Bank, our Outstanding Offense Award sponsor. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for over 150 years, member FDIC. Quick drink. All right. Let's see if we get this right for Oxford, because they came out ready for the upset. They took a four-point lead several times in the game. Their last four-point lead was at 10-6. Sydney came back and went through for scoring a seven-point run and then holding on for a basket at the end of that quarter to take the 13-12 lead. But just like in the previous game at Oxford, it was the second quarter that did the magic for Sydney, as they put 23 points on the board in that quarter to just 11 for the Blackhawks, and all 11 of those scored by Andrew Golden, who during that stretch was honored here as the latest 1,000-point scorer for the Mid-State Athletic Conference that has not had that many, but they've all been good. Justin Hofer for Unadilla Valley got it earlier this year. Andrew Golden tonight. Miranda Drummond as a junior got it earlier this season as well. So let's, and then the second quarter, it really was just more the same for Sydney. The balance was incredible. The defense really created the turnovers and got Sydney some very quick points. And I think the biggest weapon for Sydney right now is split between the way their offense can get springboarded by the defense, and also the fact that they balance their scoring out. Nobody, you know, there's two guys scoring in double figures, but anybody can have a hot night at any time during the game. So let's see if I can get hey, Mike. Hey, Donnie. Can you see if Mike will talk for a second, please? Can you see if Mike will talk, please? We'll see if we can get him on, and I'll try to... thank you, Don, very much. All right, we're going to have Mike Brazier here. Thank you, Mike, for all your guys have scattered. So, first of all, the congratulations on the win, and that score at the end of the game is going to seem like you routed them the entire time. Oxford came out ready to play. They had a very tough man-to-man defense thrown on you tonight.
Yeah, when we played them just 2 weeks ago or so, they played us mostly man-to-man over in Oxford and played us pretty tough. You know, Heggie's a pretty tough defender, and he did a really good job on Billy the first time over in Oxford. But I think Billy was ready for that tonight, and I think Billy was a key for us, hitting some jumpers and kind of opened some of the offense up for us after the start. But now Oxford was prepared to play. I mean, like we just played 2 weeks ago, and they knew him a lot of our stuff, and they were pretty well prepared to play tonight.
What got me about Billy is that he's your probably your best three-point threat, but he didn't force the three. Actually, his little stop-and-pop jumpers that he's got such amazing spring on, he was hitting 10, 12, 13-footers. You know, they were the shorter ones were working for him tonight.
Well, that's his game because, you know, he uses his quickness to set that up, and he does jump really well for only being 5'6", and he can elevate over to the guards that are even a little bit bigger than him. He can elevate and shoot the jump shot, and the threes come in the flow of the offense, but he can create his own, either getting to the basket or shooting that pull-up jumper.
Brandon Walters, a nice surprise tonight by having a really hot hand outside and staying focused on some shots because he had three free throws tonight, and they were all on three-point plays or, in one chance, the four-point play.
Brandon's really stepped his offense up in the last two or three games. You know, earlier he was more helping us defensively and getting some rebounds, but in the last two or three games he's picked his offense up pretty good, looking for his opportunity to drive when he has smaller guards on him or post up if we have a smaller guard on him, and he's taking a little more time with his outside shot. When it's there, he's not rushing, and he's knocked a few of them down lately.
Okay, well, Golden gets his 1,000th, so it was a nice thing that Sydney did to stop the game, and everything was all set there. But Mansell and Cruz and Ward just working their tails off to try to contain Andrew Golden. He does so many things so well, and he's so good around the basket. But, you know, they had their fouls, but, you know, you just kind of made him earn everything he had tonight.
And that was kind of the focus. When we played him 2 weeks ago, we kind of played him mostly straight up. Didn't really double on him a lot. We just played him straight up with Joe or Cruz most of the time guarding him. And he had a pretty good game. He got 18 points the last time. But tonight we talked about we were going to put some more pressure on him, knowing that he was going to try to get to his 1,000th point and maybe be shooting the ball a little bit more. We were going to double him most of the time that he touched it and make him give it up and let somebody else on that team have to beat us.
Right. So looking forward now, you got Unitigo and Green waiting until Tuesday to play. And let's say weather permitting, because you never know what's going to happen. That's a little late for the semifinals, but you get the luxury of going to Unitigo and scouting both teams.
Well, Jim Knight was here tonight too, so that's not how much of a luxury it is. But he was here watching us again. So
yeah.
Yes, we'll go up there and watch and see who we're going to play, and prepare for that game on Saturday.
Okay. And does the team want a Unitigo rematch for the third year in a row, or does it matter, or just they're happy to be in it, or how's the mindset right now?
I'm not sure if it matters. This team has had some goals all year long. One of them was to go undefeated in the regular season, which they did. The second goal is to win the MAC championship, which we've now accomplished part A of. So they're focused on their goals, and having it be Unitigo would probably make it kind of, you know, a bittersweet kind of thing, cross-town rivalries, but I don't think it really matters who we play. We just want to be in that game, and we're going to be there.
Okay, big win tonight, 71-46. Thanks very much, Mike Brzee. Congratulations again. All right, Mike Brzee, our winning coach tonight, and yes, that's yours. Tim Davis had a good game plan tonight, and in fact, they had their lead without Andrew Golden scoring points, but it was the overall balance of Sydney, as we said before, taking over. Let's do the scoring if we can and see if this works. For Oxford, it was up and down the scoreboard here. Matt Moore with a basket for two. Cameron Heggie with three baskets for six, all in the fourth quarter, missed a free throw late. Jeff Lawton with two second-half baskets. He finished with four. I've got Andrew Golden down for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 two-point field goals, 1 3-point field goal, and 3 for 6. So mathematically speaking, that should be 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Yes, it just didn't look right. My fault. All right, Paul Wonka with four field goals, 4 for 5 from the line, and 12 points. Did a nice job tonight all the way around. Kevin Davis, 3 baskets for 6. Jake McConnell late in the game with 0 for 2 from the line. So that gives us 7, 10, 12, 13, and 7 is 20. 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer. And 7, oh, that doesn't make sense. 7, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 two-pointers for 38, 1 3-pointer for 41, and I've got them down for 1, 2, 3, for some reason I got them down for 7 free throws, so I've got 2 extra points. You know what? I believe 18 points. I think I put an extra one in there for Andrew Golden, so that was 6 two-pointers for him. 18 points, so I'd stand, and Joe, if you've already written that down, I got to tell you to change it back at the station here to go online. So that's 18 two-pointers, 1 3-pointer, And then now we got 7 for 11, 12, 13, 14, 7 for 14 for the line for 46. Don't you love live math on the air? Here we go. For Sydney, it was 2 points late for Nick Mino off a great feed by Trey Crawford. 6 points for Hunter Sowersby and an all-around good effort yet again for the senior. 2 for 2 from the line. Damian Zimmer, again, steady as she goes. 13 points. He scored in every quarter. Mike Ward with a basket for two. Bill Kozak finished with 19. That's 8 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer. No free throws tonight for Bill. Brandon Walters, though, took 3 free throws, made 2 of them. 1 made it a 4-point play. He had 3 3-pointers, 4 2-pointers, 2 for 3 from the line, 19 points, matching Kozak for game-high honors now with 19. Joe Matzel, steady game inside. He finishes with 10 points. That would be 27 2-pointers for 54. 4 2-pointers for 12 makes it 66. And I've got 5 free throws made in 6 free throws taken. Yeah, I can't believe two aggressive teams, Sydney in their 2 wins, have had 11 free throws. That just blows my mind. But that's the way they're playing it these days. So for MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, I'm going to go tonight. I know Bill Kozak was cited by Mike Brzee as their catalyst tonight, and to an extent it's true. I think Brandon Walters coming up big tonight is going to get my nod for MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. And for the Dynamic Defense Award, that's sponsored by Mang Insurance, we're going to go with Damian Zimmer. And it's more of a feeling than anything else because Kozak did well. Zimmer did well. Sowersby always does well on the defense. Joe Matzel did very well tonight on the defense. And as you heard, Paul Waka also doing a nice job defensively on the other side. Kevin Davis and Andrew Golden also nice defensive work for the Blackhawks. So defense, really, there was some good defensive effort all the way around. But we're going to go with the senior Damian Zimmer as the Dynamic Defense Award, sponsored by Mang Insurance. Brandon Walters, NBT Bank, Outstanding Offense Award tonight for the Sydney Warriors. All right, that'll do it. And as you heard, we talked about Tuesday night, Unitigo versus Green in the next semifinal for the Mac boys. That'll be a rare opportunity to do both semifinals, but that'll be Tuesday night at Unitigo, 7 o'clock with our Chambers and O'Hare tip-off show, 7:15 scheduled start time after the JVs. All right, for Joe Gardner back at the station and all the folks that logged in tonight across the East Coast, because we didn't have anybody west of the Mississippi tonight, but also for those that just old-fashioned tuned into their radios, glad you could be along, and glad that I could bring this game to you and WCDO Sports in general. So for Joe Gardner back at the station, all of our great sponsors, and the school here tonight at Sydney, thanks to Chris Haynes and the custodial staff for getting me set up at the last minute. So for WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey with the final score, 71-46 Sydney over Oxford in the MAC semifinals. They'll play the winner of Unitigo Green next Saturday at 4 p.m. at SUNY Oneonta. For CDO Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Have a good night.